Okay, so I'm from Minnesota. As you might be able to tell from my accent, but it's cool. Everything's good. But I'm in Baltimore now for grad school, so yay grad school. All right, so I'm here to tell you about the house that I grew up in, actually. Haunted, terrifying, right? So here's the story. So I grew up in a house built in 1895. All right, so obviously that's pretty old. A lot older than me. Not that you can tell. But a lot older than me. And so I grew up in this house, 1895. My parents were the third owners of this house. And the guy who built it, his name was Mr. Kellogg. Not related to the breakfast cereal, but some other guy, Mr. Kellogg. Okay. So Mr. Kellogg built this house for his wife. You know, he was a rich guy, and he wanted to make sure that his new bride-to-be was spoiled. Like, the woodwork in this house was gorgeous, right? Like, the staircase was immaculate, and, like, I remember we used to have Christmas trees, like, two stories high, because he put this huge balcony in, just gorgeous. And so Mr. Kellogg built this house for his wife, soon-to-be wife, actually, and this soon-to-be wife, she was going to the wedding that day, and she actually died in a car crash. Super tragic, right? So Mr. Kellogg was obviously heartbroken. He put sheets over all of the furniture, and he left the house abandoned for 20 years. 20 years! Like, that's a long time for a house to be abandoned. Built in 1895. And so my parents came to the house, and I grew up in the 90s, so I'm not that old, you guys, but I'm a little old. And so in the 90s, this was all happening, and I remember just seeing a shadow around, right? Like a shadow around the house, like a happy shadow, because Mr. Kellogg clearly wanted a family, and I think we were his family, which was pretty weird, for sure. And so my parents ended up selling the house. I was in my teens. We had to move on. I grew up, lots of happy memories, really great spot. And when we went to move on, my mom remembered hearing footsteps in the attic, right? Like bang, bang, bang. Like weeks up until the closing date, just heard this bang. And she's like, there's somebody in the attic. But she's like, it's Mr. Kellogg. He's watching over us. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, this is wild. Like, don't believe mom, right? No way. That lady probably doesn't know what's going on. But no, she really did. So the buyer, the people bought the house. We kind of kept in touch just because we liked the place and we liked them. And so we wanted to hear what's going on. And so the buyer had three young children. And she went ahead, and she was bathing her children one day in one of the bathtubs. And she just left for a second. She got them all dried off. She left for a second. Went to the bathroom in a toilet. Different bathroom. Totally different bathroom. And she opened the door. And this man, she saw a man in a suit. In a suit. Like he was ready for his wedding day. Looking at her. And he just nodded. And he walked away, and she was like, absolutely, that was Mr. Kellogg. And so that was the house that I grew up in, Mr. Kellogg. Thank you, everybody.